батюм.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
Myself.
You aren't taking me anywhere, you dig? You're holding the wrong man.
What do you mean I'm holding the wrong man? I got the motive, which is money, and the body, which is dirt.
Impulsion variée, variée formée continue, variée formée itératif. Exprime x, x secondes.
looking for a quiet place to live. I finally found what seemed to be the perfect apartment. But the night after I moved in, I heard a tremendous pounding sound. As it turned out, I had moved in right above a Hawaiian hollow log drum school. Every other night, it was converted into a hula school with a live band of six Hawaiian guitars. I decided to soundproof my place, but I didn't hang the door very well, and all the sounds kept drifting in. About this time, like a lot of New Yorkers who find themselves on the West Coast, I got interested in various aspects of California's version of the occult. We would sit around at night while the Santa Ana winds howled outside and ask questions to the Ouija board. I found out a lot of information on my past 9,361 human lives on this planet. My first life was as a raccoon.
And then you were a cow.
Way to get into the meditative state is to begin by listening. If you simply close your eyes and allow yourself to hear all the sounds that are going on around you, just listen to the general hum and buzz of the world as if you were listening to music. Don't try to identify the sounds you're hearing. Don't put names on them. Simply allow them to play with your eardrums. And let them go. In other words, you could put it, let your ears hear whatever they want to hear. Don't judge the sounds. There are no, as it were, proper sounds or improper sounds, and it doesn't matter if somebody coughs or sneezes or drops something. It's all just sound. And if I am talking to you right now and you're doing this, I want you to listen to the sound of my voice just as if it were noise. Don't try to make any sense out of what I'm saying, because your brain will take care of that automatically. You don't have to try to understand anything. Just listen to the sound. As you pursue that experiment, you will very naturally find that you can't help naming sounds, identifying them, that you will go on.
This is my movie, and this is my life. Okay, be cool.
Over at the bingo lounge. She can give me the freaky eye.
Oh, the whore with the big tits hanging down to her knees?
Maybe I'll choke the chicken, purge my snorkel all over them flappy-ass tits.
Good. We'll have a good fucking time.
I will.
I hope she likes cripples.
About being killed?
Never.
Do you ever wonder about all the different ways of dying? You know, violently? I wonder, like, what would be the most horrible way to die?
Tina! But I don't care, darling, because I love you.
Go.
You've got to let me eat your brother!
Describing my talking at the moment. I can't describe this just as a thing in itself, because I'm talking to you. And so what I'm doing at the moment is not completely described unless your being here is described also. So if that is necessary, if in other words, in order to describe my behavior, I have to describe your behavior and the behavior of the environment, it means that we've really got one system of behavior. That what I am involves what you are. But the problem is, you see, we haven't been taught to feel that way. The myths underlying our culture and underlying our common sense have not taught us to feel identical with the universe, but only parts of it, only in it, only confronting it, aliens. And we are, I think, quite urgently in need of coming to feel that we are the eternal universe.
What we need is a sense of unity, not an idea of unity, not an ideology of unity, because if there ever was an ideology of unity, it was communism, and the pieces are still falling from the explosion of that system of thought. We need a feeling of unity.
Thank you. An 11-year-old prostitute sent to your room. We can do that. Or maybe we can off someone for you. Well, how's that sound? I've got it. Why don't we start small? Would you like a fresh towel? Maybe you could roll that up and smoke it. By the way, Cheech, that credit card you guys gave me last night was maxed out, so don't go spending all your cash on needles and guns just yet.
Thank you. Thank you.